are listening to LOA Recon with the Good Vibe Coach Jeanette Ma, where we dissect the ins and outs and the art and science of conscious creation, all intended to amp up your manifesting game. Let's have some fun together.
Okay, so this is the story I've been sharing with clients lately when it's time for us to talk about the power of resistance, which we conscious creators know that whatever we pay attention to, whatever we're focused on, that's what we're creating. So if there's anything we don't want, all you have to do is don't give it any attention, because whatever we resist, by resisting it, we're giving it attention, we're creating it. In fact, the more you don't want it, the faster it's coming. I know this. In fact, I learned this many, many years ago when, remember how I'd written, I don't know if I've podcasted about this, but I know I've blogged about it, when I didn't want to be divorced again. The first time I got divorced, it wasn't even that bad a divorce, but I didn't want to do that again. That was no fun. So I knew, smart girl that I am, smart muggle that I thought I was, I knew just don't get married. That's how you avoid a divorce. Hello, you don't have to be a manifesting maven. Just don't get married and you won't get divorced. So I didn't get married. And when my boyfriend wanted to, I talked him out of it. Instead, we bought a house together as an unmarried couple. And 10 years later, we were together 10 years. I think we lived in the house together 8 or something. But yeah, when it was time for us to go our separate ways, that guy hired an attorney. At least he told me he did. And because we both wanted that house. So, you know, I'm the only one who wanted that house. He didn't really want to be separated, but he was fighting for the house instead of pretending to fight for me, because he sold that house a year after I moved out. Anyway, at the time, he told me, his attorney told him that a judge would force us both out, or would force me out for some reason or other. And it was a bunch of hooey, because guess what I did? I got scared and I was like, holy crap. So I hired an attorney, and that attorney told me that my boyfriend's attorney was high. That is not how it would work. And I told my boyfriend that, you need a new attorney, buddy. Yours is no good. And he freaked out that I hired an attorney. I'm like, what? I thought you hired an attorney. No, he was just talking to his friend on the golf course who is an attorney. I don't know if he actually ever paid him any money or not. But anyway, long story short, it was ugly. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible divorce. I blogged about that too. I had to blog about being willing to have a bad breakup, because I was like, oh my gosh, I of all people know, I'm known for it. I'm known for being friends with exes. Not this one. Not at that time. It was a terrible divorce. And here I thought I could just avoid one by not being willing to get married. Oy. So, you know, the muggle in me is thinking, well, the lesson you learned is don't share a mortgage. Okay, but I know better now. You'd think I'd know better now. Guess what happened the other day? So I'm talking with a lovely client, having a fabulous session with a lovely person. In the middle of the session, my cutest little foster kitty ever. She's so adorable. She climbs up and she sits on my shoulder. And I say to my client, oh my gosh, this cute little kitty is sitting on my shoulder right now. And my client says something you'd think would be perfectly innocent, but oh, it was not. She said, oh, Jeanette, maybe that's a sign you're meant to keep this one. That was not the thing to say to me. That's not the thing to say to me, because I have enough cats. Those of you who listen to this podcast, you know I have cats. I've got all the cats. I've got the young cats. I've got old cats. I've got black cats. I got a white cat. I got tabby cats for days. I got so many tabby cats. I've got boy cats and girl cats. I've got inside cats and outside cats. I have all the cats. I have cool cats. I have jerk off cats. I have lab cats and I have feral cats. I have long hair cats. I have short hair cats. I've got enough cats. There's no more cats for me. No one ever even suggests no. No more cats for me. Except that's not how I responded to her. I responded to her even more vehemently than that. I used swear words at the suggestion that I keep any more cats, especially a perfectly adoptable little one. Yes, okay, maybe there's something totally unadoptable, like ferals or whatever. But you know what? I haven't even covered for ferals. No more cats. I got enough cats. No more cats. You know what? I'm actually a dog person. How do you like that? I am. I know I'm a crazy cat lady. I am, and I'm proud of it. You know what else I'm proud of? I know I'm what I'm describing right now. You guys might be alarmed for me. Like, am I going to be on the news one day? But I'll tell you what, I'm not. I should be willing to be on the news one day, huh? See what a smart girl I am now. I am learning something. Be willing to be on the news. But here's what I was going to say. I had a carpet cleaner come over one day for the first time. He was doing my house and he was doing the whole thing upstairs and downstairs. And he's getting in the intimate corners of my house. I mean, he's seeing everything. And when he left, I said something about cats, and that guy was surprised to hear that I had cats. That's how much cleaning I do. You have any idea how much cleaning is required to have this many cats? It's a lot of cleaning. Oh my gosh. Can you feel? You can feel it. I know you can. You can feel how strongly I feel about this, can't you? Imagine what universe is getting from me right now, or when I was having that conversation with, it wasn't a conversation. It was not a conversation. I just blasted her with like, do not ever suggest that I keep a freaking, no more cats. None. No more. Especially cute ones like this are totally adoptable, who deserve a home of their own, a proper person, a proper lap, not a lap they have to compete. This is a friendly kitten. She deserves something better than with me. Okay. So that energy got activated. And then not for, remember what I said? The more you don't want it, the faster it's coming. Except you'd think, hello, I know how to not have any more cats. No one can force me to have any more cats. No one. Remember, I'm the boss of my place. That's my favorite thing. I'm run my own show. No one gets to tell me anything. No one's making me keep any cats. I know how to not have any more. That's all. Just don't. Don't adopt any. It's simple. And that's also why I'm so well connected with rescue groups, so that I'm not ever in any danger of not being able to hook a cat up with a proper home. This isn't a thing. No one's going to have any more cats at this house. No one is. We know that much for sure. The same way I'm not having another divorce. So a couple days later, I bet it wasn't even 4 days later, might have been three. I'll try and tell the rest of the story without attitude. It's just a couple days later. I'm downstairs, and this is with a different litter of kittens. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. They're at the stage where, okay, I've got a feral mom in this room. This is different than the feral mom story I told before about how I had to get her in the carrier and take her back. This is a different mom. This is the mom who, remember I had two moms in the room at the same time, both feral. They had both gotten spayed at the same time. Cats, their kittens were old enough. They saved them. So basically they were born through their mom's spay surgery. They asked me to foster both of these litters. I did. I only had one room available. It was a person room, not a kitten room, but it was kitten nursery room number two now. And I just put them in opposite. I set them up with cool, super cool things. So they both be in different areas of the room. And they're just crossing my fingers. They get along. Well, the mama cats got along just fine, but I went down to check on them a couple hours later, or maybe an hour later, and one mom had all the kittens. One mom had all nine kittens. The other mom had none. And I got so mad at that mom for stealing the other kittens. I had to try and separate them out. Like, whose were whose? Whose were whose? I didn't know for sure. I tried to tell from the paperwork. It's hard. What? I was so mad. And trying to get a feral cat, get a baby away from a feral mom. Oh my gosh. It was tricky. So I tried to separate them. Like, mom, these are your four and these are her five. Stop stealing her babies. I put them back. And then I had to leave the house and I was watching from my security camera to see what happened. Guess what? That other mom didn't go feed. She was too feral. She was too scared, too traumatized. She couldn't feed. She wouldn't feed. And so that other mom that I thought was a kidnapper, she wasn't a kidnapper. She saved him. Oh, but she wasn't going back now. And I had to watch from the security camera. I had to watch these babies crying for their mom and no one coming. It was so sad. And there was one little black one in particular. These babies are so young. They shouldn't even be born. They should still be in their mama's bellies. So young, though, this little one started crawling, looking for his mom, and he fell out of the kennel. I had a little towel blanket thing that kind of fell down it. Oh my gosh. It was breaking my heart that I wasn't there. And I was like, kitten, if you live, I'm totally keeping you. I had said that. I forgot about that until I was sitting down. Well, I wasn't even remembering it then. But I was down in the room and this kitten, it's a black kitten, turning out to be so adorable. Long hair, smoky black. Oh my gosh. Not just beautiful, but also she loves me. Like she loves me and I love her. I want this kitten, but I can't have any more kittens. I cannot have any more cats. None. No, that's why I foster, because you can't keep these. You can't. So my mantra for the entire day was, I can't have any more cats. I can't have any more cats. I can't have any more cats. And then that night, maybe I get an email from my business partner. Oh, that's right. I had posted on my Facebook page because the rescue group had asked for basically an update on inventory. Could I tell genders and weights and descriptions as such, just so they have accurate records of who they've got in stock. And so I took pictures and I posted some of them on my Facebook page, and my business partner had seen one and she wrote me, and this is my business partner, Lisa Hayes. I've mentioned her before, who's one of the most powerful witches that I know. She's plugged in a way that I don't understand. Anyway, she wrote me and she said that black kitten was my kitten. And she went on to tell me why. She had some background intel as to how she knew that. That was very compelling. And at the same time, I'm getting texts from the rescue group coordinator who, for out of the blue, some reason, starts talking about me foster failing on this little black kitten. This little black adorable kitten. Oh, that I'm trying to talk myself out of. I cannot keep any more cats. I cannot keep any more cats. And then so there's Lisa saying it, and there's Shannon saying it, and this what I really couldn't admit that I wanted, and I hope I don't have any friends or family listening, but you know what? The more I don't want them to listen, the more they will, so I just got to welcome friends and family listening that, yes, I'm actually probably keeping another kitten. And that's my never ever story. Here I am saying to a client, never ever ever am I going to have another cat, for the love of God. Shame on you for even suggesting such a vile thing on me. And then here I am. Okay, not only this one kitten, but look, honestly, it's a black kitten, but there's another black kitten there. What if the other one was the one who crawled out? There was another black kitten. There were three black kittens. That's why I'm telling you, it was hard to sort who's belonged to who. I don't know, but one of them died. One of the black kittens died. So there's two black kittens. Could I really, even if I hadn't made that promise to that black kitten who dared to crawl out on his very first day looking for his mom, if I hadn't promised that I would keep him if he lived, but, could I really adopt out like my kitten's sister to someone else, or should I keep her too? Look at me. So what happens, the more you don't want it, the faster it's coming. Remember I talked about this recently about how I looked around in my life and I was like, what are the things you strongly don't want, Jeanette? Maybe clean that up, because you know how this works. And I landed on two things that there were two things I consciously worked on. There were three things I really didn't want. I did not want cancer. I did not want an IRS audit. And I did not want to lose my favorite cat, Elvis, my true love, my reason for being. Oh my gosh, I love that cat more than life itself. Turns out that was not an exaggeration. I didn't work on the Elvis thing. I did work on the cancer and the audits. And I just got friendly with, I studied it. I just didn't get afraid of it. I was like, okay, yeah, I could do that. I would know how to do it in a way. I mean, I know it, nothing but a big talker until you're really actually facing it down. But trust me, I feel a bazillion times better about it now than I did before, where it would be like the C word. Like I wouldn't even want to say it before. And now it's like, seriously? I mean, see, I've done work on it. I did work on the IRS audit too. In fact, you know what happened on the audit? While I was doing my work on like being, you know, dropping my resistance to it, what happened was I had a little mini audit. I got a letter from the IRS that basically it was super small. It was like, hey, you maybe something didn't work right here. You need to give us this, that, or the other. And I sent something in, and I think that might have turned out in my favor. I might just be making that up, but I think it was actually helpful that they spotted something. Anyway, I had like a little mini audit and it wasn't bad at all. It was not a thing. So the thing I didn't clean up though was that the one around Elvis. And sure enough, guess who I lost last year? That was no fun. And what I learned through all of this, you know, cancer isn't the disease. Resistance is. Audits aren't the problem. Trying to avoid them is. Losing Elvis wasn't the worst thing that could happen. Believing I could lose Elvis was the bad thing. You know, you can't lose what you love unless you stop loving it. And that's on you, not on anyone or anything else, because that love is always right there for me. I can tap into it anytime I want to. I don't need him in my lap in order to love him the same way. I don't need Harvey in my lap right now to love him. I love Harvey to the moon and back a bazillion times, and I don't even know where he is right now. Somewhere in the house. I don't know, though. So it made me wonder, like my whole never ever cat story, never ever another cat. Here I'm maybe having two. Don't tell anyone. my current never ever, besides the kittens, is I know what it is. It was the property development. So I live in paradise. Oh my gosh, I live in the prettiest place ever. And like just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous views of the mountains. And there's an empty lot next to me. It's like 12 acres. The guy who owns it, he owned more than that. He and his brother have been selling it off little by little. But right next to me, it's 12 acres empty. The deer love it. The cranes nest there. It's so cool. And it's a nice view. I'm at the end of a dead end street, right? Because there's no one up above me. I just really like it. And I want it to stay like that. I don't want there to be any property development. So when I asked myself what my don't want was, it was that. I don't want that. And I had been thinking about how, look at me, gonna muggle it. I was like, but I spotted it. I was like, well, I'll buy that property from him. I'll buy that property. Bet I can afford it. And even if I couldn't, I'll manifest that I can, because I can manifest anything. So I'll buy that property. And then it won't get developed on, except I'm the girl who got divorced when I wasn't married. So I knew, don't play it like that, girl. Don't think you can action your way out of this vibration. So I was like, okay, well, what I really want, just focus on that. Don't think you can take action to avoid what you don't want. You just gotta focus on what you do want. So all I really wanted was that it just stay natural, stay wild, stay for animals. It's hard to not. My brain already goes, no neighbors, no homes, no roads. But I thought maybe I don't have to be the owner of it. So what I really want isn't necessarily to own it, because maybe it's possible I could buy it and somehow, some way, something still happens to where it, I know how creative universe is to give me whatever I don't want if I don't want it bad enough. So I was working on that a little bit, and I entertained the thought, like, you know, maybe all that needs to happen here is that this place just never get developed. It just stays natural. That'd be fine. Maybe. And I entertained in my mind some different ways that could happen. And then sure enough, the guy tells me the other day, I stopped by his house. I was chatting with him. Oh, his wife, big surprise. He's got three kittens. She's wondering if I can help with. So we're chatting, and he mentions he's got an interested buyer in this property for $1.2 million. And he says the guy is not interested in developing it. He's just going to sit on it for a while anyway as an investment. And that was kind of one of the things I was thinking. So I was like, is it smart for me to put my money on that property when I wouldn't do anything with it? Like, is that really the path of least resistance? Put a bunch of money on property that you will never recoup that money, because I would never sell it. Never. It would just go in a conservation trust. That would be sunk money. Is that smart? So as I was thinking, you know, what I really wanted and entertaining ideas how that could happen differently than what I'd been thinking, that I would have to buy it in order to ensure that, the neighbor tells me he's got a guy who's going to buy it and sit on it. And that could very well be exactly what I wanted. That could very well be universe giving me what I wanted. But I know this much. I know this. If I have a strong thing, because this is right where my brain went. This is my gremlin saying, Oh, well, of course, he probably said that to the guy because it was the guy who's selling the property. It was his grandfather's property. His grandfather was like one of the original settling founders of this area. And I don't know if I've got that exactly right. That probably is right. Anyway, he's got some emotional attachment to this land. And I've thought, well, of course, a buyer would say that to a seller. I'm not going to develop it in order to get you to sell it to him. Probably wouldn't sell it as easily to somebody who said, oh yeah, I'm going to put some new high-rise condos here for the ski resort. Of course he's going to say that. That was my gremlin not believing that it's just going to sit undeveloped. And I started thinking about, I'm not going to be on a dead-end street. They're going to finish this road that's going to drive through. There's going to be neighbors. There's going to be construction. There's going to be not the cranes and not the deer. It's not going to be that. But if I focus on that, well, the universe will give me that. And if I focus on something else, universe will give me that. So a smart girl would drop her resistance to construction and neighbors and through streets. A smart girl would not just make some peace with it, but maybe even get excited. Look, I'm skilled at this. I've got skills. I got skills in both directions. I can muggle it with the best of them and I can manifest it with the best of them. But a smart girl would probably even get excited for it because I know that when I welcome it with open arms, the only things that are coming for me are the things I genuinely desire. But even if it did turn out to be a neighborhood, if I didn't resist it, I could love it instead. Because whatever we declare that we never, ever, ever want to experience, you do that with enough energy, enough times, with enough emotion. Oh, I know what your future holds. So here's to spotting where we're giving energy to what we don't want and being savvy enough to turn that around, however we decide to accomplish that. If there's anything I can help you with along those lines, I've probably got it at the blog, so shoot me an email and I'll send you a link. Or if you're up for joining us at Good Vibe University, this is stuff we work on there together as a group every day. We're at goodvibeu.com. And in the meantime, I'll just say thanks for listening, everyone, and happy manifesting.